Our hour-long coverage of China continues. Chinese President Hu Jintao is in Washington right now, his first visit there. And he'll meet with President Obama and some other department officials today in Washington. And we wanted to talk about something that John just discussed, and that's the issue of human rights and the United States' place in whether or not to lecture China about human rights. Here's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking on C-SPAN on Friday.
Now, I know that many in China, not just in the government, but in the population at large, resent or reject our advocacy of human rights as an intrusion on sovereignty. But as a founding member of the United Nations, China has committed to respecting the rights of all its citizens.
And we're joined now by someone who has some firsthand experience of human rights in China, Dr. Sasha Gong, a human rights activist, blogger, and writer who joins us from Falls Church, Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's first talk about the firsthand experience that you had. You were actually a political prisoner in China in the 1970s, right?
Oh, yes, that was long ago. Yeah. And 12 Mao year and the Cultural Revolution years. So some experience. Well, I was very young then, I have to say. I spent my 21st birthday inside.
All right. So that was nearly 40 years ago. What do you think has changed, or what do you know of that has changed for political prisoners then as opposed to today?
To say it changed a lot, and the Chinese people are enjoying a lot more freedom compared to 30, 40 years ago. That's a sad fact. Nobody disputes that. But still, if you look at China, China is one of the countries which have a lot of political prisoners. They are not treated well, and some are well-known, but some we don't even know. And the not well-known are the one who were treated really badly in jail, or even after they're out of jail.
So well-known political prisoner like the writer and now
like
Nobel,
Liu Xiaobo.
Nobel Peace Prize winner. You feel he's probably being treated pretty well.
Well, it's nobody's really treated well when you are incarcerated. Of course, you lost your freedom. But well, I mean is that you at least you have enough to eat, and you will not be beaten every day. I don't think that's the case for the well-known ones. But for the not well-known ones, that might be the case. And from what I heard, that is the case.
Well, one of the things that many lawmakers have urged the President Obama to do is be very tough with Hu Jintao on the case of human rights. I wanted to play you a comment from Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf talking about China's violation of religious rights.
Chinese authorities continue to crack down on Protestant house church Christians, on Catholics. There are a large number of Catholic bishops who are either in jail or under house arrest.
And certainly there's the Uyghurs who claim that they are persecuted in China. Is religious freedom loosened up in China, or is this a particular place for the President Obama to speak to Hu Jintao?
Well, first, I would say Congressman Wolf is absolutely right. And I also think President Obama should be very firm on that, because religious freedom is really a problem in China. And even compared, it's always a reference point when you say 40 years ago, of course, and being religious was even illegal. But now it's supposed to be legal, but the Chinese government does not want anyone to have their own religious organizations. Everything has to be controlled by the state government. That's a big problem. When you're controlled by the government, you don't have freedom. And I think that's one prevailing argument, though, in the United States, and also China made the argument that, hey, China is now feeding its people, its economy is taking off, and perhaps they are fulfilling human rights at the different level. I would say argument should not be validated, because human rights is a very basic thing.
And it's an absolute
freedom, and you can't say you feed your people and then you can violate their human rights.
Dr. Sasha Gong, a human rights activist, speaking with us from Falls Church, Virginia. You know, in the last 40 years, China has gone from being a brutal, explicit dictatorship to more of a bureaucratic kind of restrictor of freedom, as you've described so very well. What is the China you dream of today?
Well, It's a lot of freedom. I have been having that dream for, gosh, since very, very young age. You know, one thing is that as an individual, when you have basic human rights, you're respected. And in China, even you have rich people, you have not so rich people, but people are generally doing better than, say, 30, 20 years ago. But a lot of Chinese, or most Chinese, feel as a human being or as human beings, they are not respected. For example, if you go to China, and you just feel the police has the right to take you anytime, and that kind of an insecurity you always feel when you walk on the Chinese street, and it happens many times. And there was a recent case that in a village, a citizen tried to protest, and the report said the police or some officials just hit him with a car and kill him.
Hit him with a car?
Yes.
If you had one question, Dr. Sasha Gong, to address to President Hu Jintao while he was here in Washington, what would you ask him?
Well, I would ask him, you guys have talked about China being a modern country in the 21st century. Are you going to lead in human rights? Are you going to change? And how can you say your country has human rights when you have so many prisoners?
All right, well, direct and to the point. That is Dr. Sasha Gong, human rights activist, blogger, writer, joined us from Falls Church, Virginia. Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.